there, or it felt as if the peak of inhalation is somewhat different in consecutive breaths. But yeah, no more detail than that. And yeah, when it comes to mindfulness itself, yesterday it was easier to maintain continuous mindfulness than the previous days. So mine was quite settled and calmer, and yeah, it felt quite pleasant to be in this state. And I noticed that there's a lot less of this judgment or insistence and pressure to somehow focus attention
and
it was more natural.
Walking, you try to explain that mind is ready to work with differences, different angles and all the kind of things. That's a very good thing. And posture to posture difference, object to object difference, is a good challenge. And some people it as a distraction, some people it as a negative thing. But if you can maintain mindfulness while the postures are changing, while the objects are changing, then only mindfulness becomes diversified. So that is the stage now you are experiencing, and that you mentioned in mindfulness is gaining and easy to be continue. This is a good sign that when such a thing happens, you must maintain the bodily health and the mental health in order that to happen again and again, not to get distracted. Just facilitate the same timetable with look forward with the same timetable with the developing mindfulness, the gathering the momentum. Good.
Thank you.
Fakue.
Dobrý deň, Bante.
Fakue.
Ja mám dneska otázku. Chcem sa opýtať, či je nejaká hranica, kedy mám ešte vynaložiť úsilie, takto keď mám unavenú mysel alebo prepetú, napätú mysel, či je nejaká hranica, kedy ešte mám vynaložiť úsilie a pokúšať sa všímať si primárny objekt, alebo tak, alebo mám ísť, si oddychnúť, ísť do prírody a sledovať niečo, tie sekundárne objekty, alebo čo by mi poradil Bante.
Dear Bante, what would you advise me in case when I'm getting tired and where there is a borderline of me trying to bring more effort to keep mindfulness with the primary object, even though my mind is tired and is tensed. And where is that borderline? How much more to bring effort and try to be mindful towards the primary object, or whether rather to go and have a rest in the nature, having a walk or watching secondary objects? What would you advise me?
So whenever you are keeping the object you in view with continuity, the object become monotonous, object become bored. So as and when you are continuing the same object, if the boredom sets in, that kind of boredom you must consider as a positive sign, exert more energy and continue. But due to other reasons, you have sickness in your body or kind of thing, that boredom is not coinciding with the face-to-face with the object, or longer time face-to-face with the object. So therefore, you must understand why, under what background this boredom sets in. Accordingly, you have to facilitate.
Sa pozrieť na to, že na základe čoho sa objavuje táto monotónnosť, isté, že keď udržuješ všímavosť na primárnom objekte kontinuálne, tak sa to počasie stane monotónne alebo nudné. Avšak tak túto nudu to by si mal vnímať ako pozitívne znamenie a mal by si vynaložiť viac úsilia a pokračovať v tejto všímavosti na primárny objekt. Avšak ak je tá monotónnosť alebo nuda z nejakého iného dôvodu, napríklad, že je nejaká choroba v tele alebo z nejakého iného dôvodu, napríklad slabosť tele alebo únava telesná alebo choroba, tak vlastne vtedy by si k tomu mal pristúpiť inak. Čiže ty sa musíš pozrieť na to, z akého dôvodu sa objavuje táto nuda a táto monotónnosť a podľa toho k nej pristupovať.
Ďakujem, Bante.
Ďakujem.
Thank you, Bante.
Thank you.
So, hello, Bante. For my practice, it has changed a little bit in a way that I had a recent injury of my knee. And so after these 10 days already, the knee starts to be quite tired. So I have decided to change the posture and not sit cross-legged because it's too much strain. So I'm trying to sit on the chair or in an armchair, which is quite new for me. I have never did it before. So at the beginning, it's always more tricky or more difficult than the ordinary sitting meditation. But because it's almost the end of the retreat, so I don't put too much pressure or expectations on it. And so the mind is now like exploring the changes. It's really just softly watching how the level of concentration and mindfulness is changing over time and how... I guess it's like really this change, it's learning how to distinguish between observing really the rupa, the in and out breath, the really physical sensations, and when it's changing into the rupa sanya, when it already becomes this very subtle object, and watching all the accompanying characteristics, like how to recognize it easily. And also there is kind of like a Dhammanupassana going on when suddenly also some memories from previous retreats pop out in the mind, like showing me that it was actually the same phenomena, but observed completely differently or from a different point of view. So it's just like making the connection or making the puzzle come together. And so very often I feel very strong joy and thankfulness to all the teachers so far who have helped me to see this Dhamma at work. So it's really like a very, very, very strong wishes also for other beings to come to the teachings and learn to see all this. So it has changed quite a lot. The practice is not like the very strict sitting, walking, but it's more like shapeless, I would say. Like it's really, the mind is just floating and picking some objects and studying it from different angles also in walking meditation or when doing some yogi jobs. So the mind would just focus on some aspect and really like kind of looking at it from different angles. So yeah, that's my experience now.
So one day you also have to be a teacher. So keep that all in your mind and help others as much as possible as you continue.
Yes, Bhante, thank you. And so because nobody else from our present yogis here have any question or they don't want to report, so if there is anybody online who would like to report or ask a question, it's your chance now. Okay. Dilini, yes, you can. Okay. So please, Dilini.
Can I present my report, please, Bhante? So my sitting meditation, 57 minutes. Primary object, inhale and exhale. Secondary object, posture. So I observe the inhales and end of inhale and end of exhale. They were of similar length. And the pauses at the end was also similar. And then I observe the end of inhale and that causing the beginning of exhale. Then I observe the end of exhale and realized it caused the beginning of inhale. And thus the cycle went on. Then I thought it was like death and rebirth. And also some pressure difference or an organ inside my body sucking air to keep the life going. Then after some time, they became subtle. Could not feel any difference. Reminded myself at this point that I will become drowsy because it has happened to me before. And so I watched the breath become subtle mindfully. Then there was nothing to watch. Then the whole body felt like a big lump. Nothing was there. So I shifted the attention to the posture. Then observed the posture for a while and then thought of observing the thoughts. I can't remember any thoughts to report. My memory is it was like a blank. Then could feel the attention returning to the primary object because of the air coming through the nostrils. Then I observed another cycle of exhale and inhale, and it was time to stop. So that was my sitting meditation. Then my walking meditation, 51 minutes. Primary object was a skin of feet touching the floor. Secondary was here and now. For a few minutes, observe left and right foot touching the floor alternatively. Then started to observe lifting of foot. Then added pushing of foot. Then walking became very slow. Could feel the weight transfer from one foot to the other. Could feel the toes, ball of feet, and the heel touching the floor. The arch of foot was only touching the floor when the weight transfer was happening. Sensation created by this traveled up to the thighs. When the skin of feet touching the floor, realized the four elements of the skin merging with the four elements of the floor. During turns, reminded distractions could happen and was able to do the turns mindfully. During straight walking, observed the mind wandering to listen to the birds. However, could feel the feet touching the floor. Reminded myself here and now. Heard the trucks changing the gears and the noise. During both sitting and walking, when thoughts distracted me from the primary or secondary objects, through efforts, I went back to the primary or secondary object. So that gave me some sense of achievement and the confidence that I can keep doing this. So that's all my report.
Yeah, thank you. If you try to understand, as you explained in your early part of your report, the end of the in-breath, it is merging with the beginning of the out-breath. So you will be at a failure in finding the boundary between in-breath and out-breath. All the concepts in this world, though we are sectarian, though we have black and white differences, if you go deep, there are no such differences. So it's very difficult for you to believe that. It's a very common fact, but our mind, our eyes are not happy to believe it and see it. So now it is the training for you. So let it happen again and again. Then slowly, slowly, with your own under-the-nose experience, the mind will accept it. It's a rebirth. It's another way of observing. And for that kind of radical reflection, you must have enough walking meditation. Walking is the one give the energy aspect, not that in the walking meditation you can't understand things, you may, but it really gives the energy, and sitting you may gain a lot, and you may learn the art of writing, art of explaining, art of presenting. That is because you become simply honest, simply humble, innocent. Then things are smooth, flowing very smoothly. So therefore continue and report as you see, without editing, without any value judgment. Then things will be very smooth. They are in their least frictional path. Good.
Thank you, Bhante. Teruvan Saranai.
Teruvan Saranai.
Hello, Bhante.
Yeah.
I have a written report from Anuradha. So let me read it for you. It's concerning the walking meditation. Walked on the wooden floor, which was 30 steps long. My mind focused on the left and right foot, noting the hardness and coolness of the floor. The pressure felt on areas where the foot touched the ground was different in the right and left foot. Yet it did not remain constant for one foot. Sometimes the toes felt a harder pressure on the right than left. And then the sides and ball would feel more pressure. Noted this as hardness. There were times I swayed to a side as if blown by wind. Remain mindful of the footstep too. Thoughts entered, but most of the time when I mentioned thoughts, they faded away and attention was back on the foot. Rather than sounds or smells, it was the thoughts that I noticed more and sometimes stole my mindfulness from my step. Gradually, the differences between steps decreased and I felt I was being propelled forward with a more smoother manner. It was as if I was on an onlooker of my own body. At the end of the path, when I stood, was aware of the standing posture. When slowly turning, I noticed the thought commanding to turn, stop, then turn again to face the walk path. Would appreciate your advice, Bhante.
So you try to explain how the difference between the left leg and right leg experience become less. That is happening with the subtlety of the object. As far as their differences are big, they are very dramatic. When they become less and less, they have become subtle and subtle and subtle. And that's the point where the boredom or any other flattening of monotony can happen. So not that happen in your case, good. But if you go prepared to see how they are dramatic and extreme, drastic difference are reducing, that means difference also reducing. So ultimately you may come to a conclusion, there is no difference. What is the difference between left leg and the right leg? Exactly the in-breath and out-breath. Exactly the writing and folding and in-breath and out-breath. All the kind of thing. At the beginning they are very dramatic, very colorful, very contrast. But if you keep on observing, naturally it is reducing. Unbelievable. It's a universal fact. That's why we are not happy to look at one thing longer time, because they become faded off. The Buddha used the term viranjati, virajyati. Virajyati means that decoloration. Just like as you put chlorine powder into a cloth, color faded off. That's why we are always changing the shape, changing the manner, seeing to hearing, hearing to smelling kind. So ultimately everything appears like dramatic. But at last you will get exhausted. So this, what you explain, next time go prepared and you definitely will see many other facets. This is the starting point, good thing, and something you must facilitate. Not only in walking, even in sitting, And later, even in your day-to-day activities also, it will lead ultimately to see any liking and disliking and among the object is what you attributed to them. Objects have no liking and dislike. They are exactly the same. You are the one putting this is good, this is bad. But if you are observing yourself choicelessly without judgmental, without preconceived idea, you see you are the one putting and ultimately longer the looking, everything appears similar. So there you must have enough energy to continue without feeling bored, without feel monotonous, without feel clueless. So next time go prepared, please.
Thank you very much, Bhante. Teruvan Saranai.
Teruvan Saranai.
I see the raised hand from Dumini. So yes, you can ask a question.
Teruvan Saranai Bhante. Could you please explain Attiyati Harayati and Jigujati in a nutshell?
It is not related to the context. So let me explain it in the evening Dhamma talk. Rather than coming out of the blue. So, are you participating in Dhamma talk also?
Yes, Bhante.
So, let me explain it in the so that I can put into the context, please.
Thank you very much. Teruvan Saranai.
Okay, it seems, Bhante, that half today...
Day. You will pay it half day.
Yes, we pay only half day today. Half the session. Thank you very much. So, see you on the Dhamma talk. Thank you, everybody, for participating.
Thank you very much for all the kind of support. Thank you. Bye.